And across Alaska today, hundreds gathered at Senator Murkowski's satellite offices rallying against Kavanaugh's nomination. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, Rosh McChesney has this story.
Last night, Meredith Traynor was having trouble sleeping.
I was so upset about the way the Kavanaugh hearing went. I was really upset about the way the senators on the Judiciary Committee treated Christine Blasey Ford. And it felt really important to do something here in Juneau.
It was a long day of emotional testimony from Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the psychology professor, Christine Blasey Ford, who has accused him of sexually assaulting her. So Traynor, a Juneau resident, logged onto Facebook and created an event asking the community to meet her outside of U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski's office today. She wanted to rally in support of Blasey Ford and oppose fast-tracking Kavanaugh's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. Then, she says, she went to bed. By noon on Friday, people were streaming into the narrow parking lot of Murkowski's office with signs, bells, and drums. Eventually, more than 130 people showed up. Traynor says she's not surprised by the turnout.
You know, we have a senator who happens to be in a very powerful position within the current congressional leadership. And Senator Murkowski, in addition to being well-positioned to weigh in and to potentially change the direction of what happens in the future with the Supreme Court, I think her being a woman is really significant.
Right around the same time, 900 miles away, another crowd gathered at Senator Murkowski's office in Anchorage.
Kavanaugh! Kavanaugh!
There, about 150 people had a similar message.
She's the only Republican I've ever voted for, and I think she's in a very difficult position, and we are hoping and praying that she does the right thing.
That's Kim O'Brien. She feels that if Murkowski votes for Kavanaugh, it would be a betrayal.
She's a swing vote, and we want to swing her in the right direction, the direction of morality and respect for women and the American public.
There were demonstrations in other parts of the state as well. In Petersburg, a city in southeast Alaska with about 3,000 residents, a protest organized late this morning had about 25 people by noon. In Fairbanks, the Daily Newsmeter reports that about 40 people gathered outside of Murkowski's office. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, with help from Abby Collins in Anchorage, Orin Pearson in Petersburg, and the Fairbanks Daily Newsminer, I'm Rasha McChesney.